Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Bechoyos, Daf Lamed Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the foot of the page, Amu B'Yochanan. Amu B'Yochanan le'omu Beis Shammai ele B'Soif or B'Tchila, Aif Beis Shammai Moidi. The Mishnah taught that Beis Shammai say that one should not transfer the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni onto gold dinners, Beis Hillel permit it. And Rabbi Yochanan says that Beis Shammai was only referring to afterwards when he had already transferred the Kedusha from the produce onto the silver. But even Rabbi Beis Shammai permits transferring from the produce straight onto gold coins. Matam de Beis Shammai, and the correct guess should now be Kesev Rishon v'le Kesev Sheni. What's Beis Shammai's reasoning? The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Yudal Pasuk Chofei, and you shall turn it into money. The Kedusha of produce may be transferred to money, but not from that money to other money. V'atanin and a pirate selam imorif ma'asa sheni, the savrina meima kinim asnisa ha'masarif selam imorif ma'asa sheni, Ma'akadoin, time of the Beis Shammai. The Gemara asks that the next Mishnah teaches that if one exchanges copper coins of Ma'aseh Sheni for a silver seller, etc., so this means that one may exchange many copper coins for one silver seller. Why then did Beis Shammai permit this if they don't permit exchanging money for money? And the correct answer now should be Kesev ad kadei Kesev. The answer is that according to Beis Shammai, it's in fact permitted to exchange money for money, but once the Kedusha has been transferred onto silver coins, it can no longer be transferred to other coins. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar ben Betchila ben Besoif ben Beis Shammai Pligin. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says no, he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He says that Beis Shammai disagree both at the beginning and prohibit redeeming produce directly onto gold coins, and afterwards, meaning that when he already transferred from the produce onto silver coins, he may not then transfer onto gold coins. Ma taima de Beis Shammai, it should say Kesev v'loy Zav. What's Beis Shammai's reasoning? The pasuk mentions redeeming onto silver, which excludes gold. Now we add a few words to the Gersa. Ve'eme kesev v'lein echoshes. Ve'atanin in a period selam imoyis ma'aseh sheni v'savrina meima kinem asnisa ha'masara selam imoyis ma'aseh sheni. The Gemara asks that perhaps it means silver but not copper. But doesn't the next Mishnah teach if one exchanges copper coins of ma'aseh sheni for a seller, meaning that the produce had originally been transferred from the produce onto copper? Ma'aseh sheni, time of the Beis Shammai. So the Gemara asks, what's Beis Shammai's reasoning to exclude only gold but not copper? And the correct answer now should be he kesev he nechoshes. The answer is that silver and copper are the same, as they are both commonly used as currency. So when the Torah mentioned silver, it was excluding another metal, namely gold.